Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think that this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crap Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Thursday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, barreling at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, USA. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. here on the Pacific Coast. A wee little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7. Or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, where, of course, you've been kind enough to leave a really nice review. Or at crabdiving.com, the home of all the great entertainment here on the network. However, wherever, whenever, under what influence, etc., you receive us. We appreciate the turkey fuck out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours, taking our usual swipes at the right, maybe saying the occasional bad word. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and those words aren't bad. It's just, you know. They have a bad reputation.
Right.
What's wrong with fuck?
Some words are bad.
No. The word fuck.
We don't use those words.
Oh,
though.
Like racist words.
Good morning, man. And isn't it a lovely morning?
Got to stop that one at just the right moment.
Blazing Saddles.
Blazing
starring
Saddles.
Mel Gibson. God, Mel Brooks. Motherfucker.
Mel Gibson was playing the old lady.
Right. Oh, yes.
In that clip just now.
That was his line, by the way. He was like,
thanks for joining us. Yeah, he wrote that. He ad-libbed it.
Oh, yes.
Thanks for joining us. It's lovely Thursday, ladies, gentlemen, and others. We appreciate your ear hole time. Don't forget, you can tweet us during the show if you like, at Crab Diving, one word, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G. You can also hurl us a message over at our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/crabdiving, where all the cool kids hang out and cool adults hang out.
You know what I haven't seen yet? I haven't watched the whole thing. I posted that Simpsons cartoon about the White House. Sean Spicer.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, whatever. Should I spoil it?
Well, yeah.
Is that rude?
Fast forward 30 seconds if you don't want to be if you don't want the Simpsons episodes. But it's already aired, right?
He hangs himself.
Well, yeah.
Sad.
Wheel.
There's lots going on in the world, of course. A tweet storm this morning from the Shitler in chief.
Ooh, yes.
Little orange fingers just a flying this morning. Apparently, the Democrats are to blame for everything, including the Great Flood back in Noah's time whatever, you know, killing off the dinosaurs, which I guess was both, right? Noah's Ark did both.
I was just thinking, God, there were no people living in the age of the dinosaur. Unless we're speaking about Land of the Lost or whatever. But God, if I had lived amongst all those dinosaurs and somebody killed them off, I would be like, thank you. They suck.
You don't like the dinosaurs?
No. Did you see Jurassic Park? Either of those? Horrible.
Well, yeah, but we don't know that that's what they were like.
The Velociraptors?
We don't know that that was their behavior.
What do you think they were like then? They were big, scary monsters with giant fucking teeth.
Well, yeah, but who knows? Who knows what they were into?
Yeah. Listen, you make a good point. Maybe they were less terrifying than some of the fuckers that walked this earth today.
Oh, Alex Jones. Alex Jones in the news. We got a little more Alex Jones later. Let's see what's going on in the headlines before we get to all the fun stuff.
For these lamestream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
from the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. Dateline, April 27th, 2017.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines. Over to the commie pinko liberal. Huff Post.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. The new tabloid looking Huff Post.
Oh, yes. Congratulations on being all trendy and shit, guys.
I don't know. I don't get it.
Yeah.
Why not call it the HuffPo, which is what everybody shortened it to anyway?
The Huff Post. And why do you call it something that people in the middle of nowhere in West Virginia do to pass the fucking time?
And if she's gone,
give me some airplane glue.
She's out, you know, doing some other company.
Call it something cool.
Ariana Huffington. Why keep Huff?
I would have changed it to TrumpSucksDick.com.
How about the Huffpo?
Oh, yes.
And David Hasselhoff could be on every cover.
I don't think he can read, though.
Singing Do.
Ha ha ha.
Do!
Yeah, it's a fucked up German song.
Yeah.
A pop song he sings over there. You know, David Hasselhoff is like Jesus in Germany. Did you know that?
He was huge for a while. I think he may have waned.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah, shit, he was huge for a while. Inexplicably.
Right.
I think it had to do with a lot of that Baywatch shit. Like, Baywatch internationally was crazy.
So people love that show. Well, you know, they're like, oh, look at those crazy Americans with the tit implants and the blonde hair and all that shit.
Exactly. He even talks, sings it at the beginning. Let's get to the chorus. Oh. Wait. He's on a beach, wearing a gauzy, deep V-neck kind of beachy thing.
And show that fucking Knight Rider chest hair.
Clenching his fists.
You know, I was gonna say he's like the German. Who's the guy? William Shatner.
Yeah.
But not really.
Totally.
He's much more talented than William Shatner.
How dare you?
No, fuck off. David Hasselhoff can legitimately sing. He's a vocalist. Guy's been on Broadway.
You've heard Bill Shatner has had many albums.
No, yeah, but he talks.
He can't fucking sing.
William Shatner is a personality that sometimes is put into projects where they just want him to be William Shatner. I honestly, David Hasselhoff is much more talented than William Shatner any day of the fucking week. That guy, listen to that singing. Yeah, that song is stupid. But I mean, you know, you can't fake that. The Shatner's
so much.
Yeah, listen to this.
I miss my wife.
He misses his wife.
It's lonely.
Oh, God.
Out in space.
You know what's amazing to me?
I'm such a diamond.
Oh my God!
You know what? Play Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. That one is nuts. He has lost his fucking shit. See, Shatner's like a joke, you know. But I mean, I know Hasselhoff is kind of a joke because that video that came out, he's yelling at his kid while he was drunk eating a hamburger.
Oh yeah,
it's very sad. But still, like
she thought she was helping him.
Yeah,
like shaming him into.
No,
Alcoholics Anonymous.
Do you think so? Or do you think she's like, oh, look, I'm going to put a picture, a video of my famous dad being an asshole on the internet? I think that's probably it.
Well, it's a bonus.
Yeah. But, I mean, William Shatner can't fake his way through, like, what was he in? Jekyll and Hyde on Broadway.
That's seriously?
Yeah, that's what What's-His-Face is in. Hasselhoff. He can fucking sing.
God.
Yeah, this is bananas.
Well, I mean,
you gotta wait till
the background singers.
Yeah, they're paid. You probably had sex with all of them.
Should I fast forward?
Oh yes.
Or is he starting soon?
Yeah, he starts in a sec.
Picture yourself.
Oh, come on.
In a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade sky.
Twill.
Wait.
Somebody calls you. You answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes.
Come on. That's enough. I mean, that
girl.
He's nuts.
With kaleidoscope eyes.
You know, the Star Trek cast, they all lost their shit, didn't they, for a little bit after they were famous? Like, Spock put out some weird fucking song about Lord of the Rings and Bilbo Baggins.
Well, that's all they could do. They had trouble getting parts because they were so typecast as what they were, and they made their money on those fucking Star Trek cruises. Yeah. Remember when before he became re-famous, George Takei was on Stern, Howard Stern.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And they would ask him what he does. He's like, I go to all the conventions and I go on Star Trek cruises.
The only actor that got like a lot of work after Star Trek was the very one that couldn't really act that well. I mean, Shatner sucks. I mean, if you see, he's on, there's an episode of Columbo he's on. One of those TV Columbo movies. He sucks. It's like, just say the line, dude. Not like a lunatic.
Canadian National Rep Theater, trained in classical Shakespearean acting.
Oh, wee wee.
He began performing at the Stratford Shakespeare Festival in Stratford, Ontario. Played a range of roles in productions, including minor roles, blah, 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 blah.
Are you going through Hasselhoff's biography?
This is Shatner.
The Shatner?
Yeah, he was a Shakespeare dude.
Didn't take.
How dare you?
Well, I mean,
or it took too much.
I don't know. I mean,
right?
Yeah. Or he just, you know, some people, I think, you know, if they're not talented enough, but they're so fucked up in the head that they're such a narcissist.
Yeah.
There's no way he can be that great, right? I mean, he only cares about himself.
I don't know about that.
What?
There's some really good actors out there who are just fucks.
Yeah, but how do you?
Horrible people.
Yeah, okay. That's true. Yeah, yeah.
Right?
That's true. God, that's true.
God. Great musicians who were assholes. Great athletes who were dumb.
Did
and
Trump
assholes.
Ever act? Did Trump ever act?
He's been in TV shows, like had scripted stuff, but he's awful. And didn't that Saturday Night Live guy is no longer with Saturday Night Live, but he was there last year that. Yeah, he said when Trump
fucking read.
He said that when Trump was on last year, yeah.
He couldn't even read through a script. Like, he's a horrible, he can't read out loud, and he's our fucking president.
The headline over at the HuffPo is what I think I started out by going, ha, 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 ha. This is another in the long list of, or let's say some more nice warm water added to the hot tub of alt-right, men's rights, white guy tears that we are currently bathing in, enjoying the hell out of it. First, it was Dildo Riley, Alex Jones being raked through the coals in the media.
Oh, yes. All those advertisers leaving Rush, right?
Yeah. That's kind of what started it.
Yeah.
And then, now... yesterday we played the clip of what the person we've decided is even more heinous than Bill O'Reilly.
Yes.
Jesse Waters.
That guy.
Loathsome.
Ugh.
Subhuman.
Shit.
Unfunny. I mean, there's just nothing about, you know.
I know.
On our Facebook said something about he's just got one of those smug prick faces that is asking for a 2x4.
Oh, yeah.
Not that we advocate violence.
Absolutely
or, but, you
not.
Know, of what we talk.
Absolutely. Figurative 2x4.
He's just got one of those faces that,
right up
you
the
know,
ass.
Is begging for a punch-in,
which
we would, of course, never advocate. We're just describing his looks.
Yeah, he's a dick.
He said they were doing a piece about he's on the 5 now.
Ooh.
The primetime version of that heinous, ridiculous roundtable discussion show on Fox, quote, news, unquote.
How do people watch that shit?
I don't know. Except for people like us who pull clips to show how horrible they are.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And probably really old people who just can't figure out how to work the remote and change the show after.
And maybe they don't want to think. Maybe they're watching those dickheads on the finals. I'll just have their opinions. What do I care? God. Who gives a shit?
They don't want to think, and they're watching people who don't think.
Yeah. Wins 24 on. I got to watch that.
So Jesse Waters was talking about the when Ivanka, the our princess here, our crown princess of America.
We don't know her title, though, right? What did she do?
Was aide to the president. Oh, very
okay.
vague.
Okay.
Perfect. She went over to Germany to participate in some women's council, women's business.
Hoo-ha.
Dealio with
Nine.
Angela Merkel from Germany.
She shared the stage with the leader of state.
Yes.
How fucked up. That's fucked up. If I was Angela Merkel, I'd be like, who in the fuck is Ivana fucking Trump? And why am I an equal with her on this stage? You must be right. shitting me.
First of all, she had to sit with Trump himself.
Oh, my God.
And desperately try not to laugh and roll her eyes.
Right.
Now she's got his crotch spawn who Ooh. Is even, well, he's zero qualified. I mean, I don't know how he could be less than zero qualified.
Well, I mean, you know, with all his kids, the only one tolerable, and honestly, I think Ivanka is just the best looking. And that's the reason we can, some people in this country can like digest her and not vomit when they hear her talk. And poor, that's it.
Poor Tiffany.
She's the second best looking of Trump's kids. The other two are disgusting. And I don't know, the other one, whatever. The young guy.
Uday and Kuse are pretty gross looking. Barron, I don't know, he's 10. You know, he's a cute kid, but who knows? Maybe Uday and Kuse were cute when they were kids. She was sitting there with Angela Merkel. Who's that? The head of the IMF. Christine Lagarde. No.
Christina Ricci.
All these just accomplished, intelligent, whether you agree with their policies or not, they're at least not heinous morons. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that would use their political office to further their shoe business or whatever the fuck she sells over in China.
And she said she got booed and hissed, Ivanka did, our crown princess, because she said something to the effect of, well, you know, it's my dad's been so great throughout his career and the thousands of women that will attest to how much he cares about women's issues and women. And that's when people in the crowd were like, boo,
cares about women's issues. I mean, if I was Ivanka, I would go out of the way. I don't even know how you do it because her last name. I would go out of my way to never mention Trump.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how you.
Well, you do like Jeb did during the.
Jeb.
Right. During the election. Jeb! Exclamation point. Forget now, that last name.
Don't you think Ivanka will run for something unless she's thrown in jail?
Absolutely. Sure.
I mean,
I think they all will. Uday has already said, Don Jr. has already said that he would think about running for senator of New York. He wants to get rid of Schumer.
Senator
Schumer.
What?
LJEW. You know, they don't like Schumer. Some of them don't like Schumer.
I mean, you know, we don't know how far this Russian shit goes. We don't know what the fuck Elizabeth Warren is finding yet in her investigation of the emoluments and all that shit.
Right.
We don't know if they're going to run for office. I don't think it's out of the question these arrogant pricks might have broken laws they didn't fucking know about and end up in the clink.
Clink.
I mean, all it takes is whoever is going to be in charge next to realize that it is going to cost them more politically to let these guys off the hook than let them rot in jail. Fuck them.
Shut up, clink.
Wait. Hogan's Heroes.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. That was General Burkhalter.
Nice. Hogan.
One of my favorite characters. I would go back and watch those.
Wait, let me
those
understand.
Those were fun as fuck.
Hogan's Heroes was a sitcom set in a prisoner of war camp.
Well, yeah.
Hey, tragedy comes common.
But the way they did it was they made the Germans so cartoonishly inept.
Yeah.
That's how they could get away with it. Right? I mean, even when they were being mean to them when they had very special Hogan's Heroes, they still were pretty funny.
Dude, as you're explaining this, your use of air quotes, you just can't see it, you know, through the internet. or if you're listening
I don't care.
Crabdiving.com/live.
People can, I'm talking to you. I don't care about anybody else.
Oh, thank you. But that's funny. Made me laugh.
Wait a second here. Loading.
Load.
Something's taking a while to load.
Load. Just like our president is.
And now I believe we are ready for the dedication.
And you know this guy, I don't know his history, but that actor was probably like some Shakespearean actor.
What do you want me to sound like?
The guy was like, yeah, a crazy German. Okay, how about like this?
He probably was on set initially when they started, and he would do it, and they would say, it's not right, it's a little too subtle. Just say it how you want me to say it. And then some director was like, nah, 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 nah.
Now I believe we are ready for the dedication.
Good God. Fuck.
Dedication.
I declare this bathhouse open.
Bathhouse?
May I have the scissors, please?
The scissors?
That was Colonel Clink.
Well, there was that one guy who was in it who was kind of a perv, right?
What's
his face? Made a whole movie about the guy. Bob something?
Well, Bob Crane. The actor. You're talking about the actor. I think the character. Yeah, Bob Crane. Know.
Wasn't he into some like crazy shit with movies? He would make lots of sex films.
Wasn't he? Was he murdered? Yes, no?
I don't know.
I thought maybe. Yeah. Dumkopf. He just stabbed him with the scissors accidentally.
Dumkopf.
So he called him a Dumkopf. Speaking of Dumkopfs.
Yeah.
Jesse Waters.
God damn.
20 minutes later, we've taken a little a stroll.
I would start a program in this country. I would go to fucking, can we trade shitheads for Syrian refugees? I think Jesse.
Oh, I think, yeah, but multiples.
Yeah.
Like one Jesse Waters for 10 refugees at least.
Yeah. Because like Jesse Waters doesn't appreciate it over here, and the refugees might, he's a dick.
So what we're all hoping is the same kind of progression of events that happened with Dildo Riley. You remember Dildo started getting all these accusations and everything, and all these women coming out and announcing
what
he had done to them, and then on top of the discovery of that they had paid out $13+ million to settle with women who couldn't talk about it.
Oh,
these are not the same women. None of them. The women that got the 13 mil can't say a fucking word about it.
Yeah, but you know, just because he paid out $13 million doesn't mean he didn't do anything.
Oh, right. Well, the one had tape.
Oh shit.
That's how they got him.
Pay up, buddy.
It's in the discovery. You can read it it's public record that
the tape is.
She will She has a tape that she would have produced as evidence had they not settled.
God, I wonder what he said. I wonder what the fuck that guy said.
Well, then Dildo, when Hardnett said nothing about it. This is the guy who says if somebody tweets about him, he takes swings at him in his talking points memo.
Talking points.
And he was like a Wednesday or something. He's like, as you know, every year I plan a 2-week vacation.
Yeah, I generally plan my vacations alongside my sexual harassment suits.
And then he turned it into a contest, remember? He's like, so this is what makes me think he didn't even know where he was going. Because he goes, we're going to turn it into a contest at BillO'Reilly.com. Guess where Bill's going?
Yeah, some fucking...
out the fucking door.
Right.
Well, it was Rome, we found out. But
is he divorced yet, or what's the deal with that?
He's been divorced,
oh, really?
But I don't know if he's got a new one.
God, he went to Rome.
Like
that's
the one
right.
that he choked allegedly and dragged down the stairs. That was the divorce where they found that out. So that happened a long time ago.
Jeez. This guy's got a problem with women.
Well, now Jesse Waters, after he made his comment about Ivanka saying that he liked the way she was talking into that microphone and he held it up. He didn't move it around, but he held it up in the I'm about to have a cock rub my tonsils motion. Then he, now it says Fox News host Jesse Waters is taking a break.
Oh shit.
From primetime a week after being promoted.
Yeah. What?
Waters announced a brief family vacation on Wednesday's episode of The Five after facing a torrent of criticism earlier in the day for appearing to make an oral sex joke about Ivanka Trump.
Oral. You know, if I was at Fox, I would be like, hey, dickface, you said that shitty thing, and now, for the wrong reasons, but who cares, you made your boring ass interesting. So you sit there on that fucking show, and you take your shit sandwich, because it's worth it to us, you fuck. That's what I would have said.
Waters commented on Trump's speech at a women's conference in Germany where she was booed for calling her father, President Donald Trump, a tremendous champion for families. Booed. By people in a country where they ultimately don't give a fuck. That's how much he's hated.
Yeah, right? This is from, wait.
In Germany.
I was getting Germany mixed up with Italy and the guy in charge of Italy with the Boonga Boonga parties.
Berlusconi.
Right.
No, he's back to his billions.
Okay.
Waters criticized the attendees for booing rather than respecting women.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense for him. He's such a dick.
It's that moronic conservative logic where they think that, you know, he's saying it's that jujitsu.
Yeah.
Where she's being booed because of her father's and her apparent complicity, or at least ignoring of the fact that he's a pussy grabbing misogynist.
And also, man, he probably doesn't feel like what he said was that bad. And he's like, you see, you can't say anything anymore because there's a war on white people. But it's not. It's really that the world's progressing and we don't live in fucking Mad Menville, USA anymore.
So in Conservativeville, it's the people that booed her simply because she's got a vagina. There. Well, look at them denigrating a woman.
God.
They just don't get it.
No.
They don't get it.
No, they're stupid. There's something not right in their fucking brains.
He finished off by saying, so I don't really get what's going on here, but I really liked how she was speaking into the microphone. They say here at the HuffPo, he said, making a gesture that seemed to mimic a hand job.
HuffPo. That really is a fucking unnecessarily shitty thing to say.
He tweeted the next morning after the shitstorm, on air, I was referring to Ivanka's voice and how it resonates like a smooth jazz radio DJ. This was in no way a joke about anything else.
Well, listen, I'll agree with you there. It was not a joke. It wasn't that funny.
This was in no way a joke about anything else.
Oh, yeah, bullshit.
Exactly, Lily.
You're a loser, Jesse, and you're not funny. If you were funny, you wouldn't have to make a hand job joke on national television. That's stupid.
Last fall, he produced a segment of the O'Reilly Factor, many decried as racist, interviewing people in New York City's Chinatown, mocking them, referencing a litany of Asian stereotypes, asking passersby if they knew karate and if he should bow to say hello.
What does this guy want to be known for? If he's going to be an international, a national figure, you know, a funny guy on a big network, does he want to be known as the young guy that makes, like, fucking jokes about the way Chinese people talk?
Wasn't he? He was a fucking intern.
I don't know.
That was the story, right?
Yeah.
For Dildo's show.
God.
Probably made a couple of funny titty jokes or something like that, and Dildo's like, nah, 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 you're pretty funny, kid.
We can be Jon Stewart, too. This is Fox. Originally, Jesse Waters was Fox's answer to the fucking Daily Show.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the kind of stuff they do on there.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
Remember, they've tried a couple of humor shows, and they've just gone right down the shitter.
See, the GOP is like, they've got things they're good at, right? Like racism, hate...
Sure.
Demonization of women and the poor.
Jesus.
Cutting taxes for really rich people. Yes, shoving religion right up your fucking ass.
Yeah.
But they just...
Claiming they follow a religion and acting the polar opposite direction.
They want to make you bury a fetus, but they're not funny. Not in the fucking least.
After that incident with all the Chinese, the Chinatown people that he insulted, he tweeted out, my man on the street interviews are meant to be taken as tongue in cheek.
Oh, God.
I regret if anyone found offensive. You notice there's the apologizing for what I said. I'm apologizing if you found it offensive.
The fault is with you.
Yeah.
Because I was a big fat racist dick face.
Then he tweeted, as a political humorist.
You're not. He's not.
Yeah. I want
humorist.
Yeah. I want proof. Yeah. As a political humorist, the Chinatown segment was intended to be a light piece, as all Waters World segments are.
Hey, well, when was the last time you found something hilarious and you asked the guy that did it to explain to you why it was funny?
Well, and no one is expecting hard-hitting journalism from you, Jesse.
No, you're a dish.
It was a light piece. No, it wasn't. It was a racist, xenophobic, insulting, moronic piece. Unfunny.
Yes.
You can get away with a lot of shit if you're funny.
Oh, absolutely. And by the way, it depends if you found that offensive. I mean, if you're a white guy who's racist, you're right. It was a light piece. It didn't bother you.
Piece.
But if you're maybe a Chinese person, a person of color, it's just another straight white male making fun of you based on your fucking skin color. More of the same shit.
So now Jesse is his not even in his new job a week, and he's taking a couple days off.
Family
vacation. I'll be back in a couple of days.
When the fuck do you ever hear that? Somebody gets a coveted job on a national television show. They're like, hey, guys, I got to take a break. I've been on this show for two whole fucking days.
His remark about Ivanka comes while Fox News Channel and parent company 21st Century Fox are battling claims that sexual harassment and racial bias have been rampant behind the scenes. You know, they fired Roger Ailes last year.
Sad.
40-something million. Poor guy.
The guy
said, soothe his wounds.
Dude, the story yesterday about the fact that a person of color happened to wander into his fucking office and then he builds blast doors.
Could have been a terrorist. What the fuck do I know?
God, it could have been you. You're scary. You're the one that's creeping around, feeling people up and saying shitty things, right? God. It's so funny that these white guys are scared of all this shit, and really, the world should be terrified of you. You're the monster.
On Tuesday, 11 former and current Fox News employees filed a class action suit over alleged racial discrimination at the company.
Racial.
So there you go. What a fun place to work, huh? I mean, if you're white.
And male,
it'd be fucking awesome.
I think... Yeah, you got to be white and male to work there and not feel, you know. And even if you are white and male and you have, you know, a bit of humanity, it's not a good place to be.
Right. Yeah, you got to be a heinous,
dickhead,
misogynist white male.
Right. Who doesn't mind lying about the news or whatever they do.
So there you go. We're keeping an eye. We'll see what happens. We'll see if this shit stain comes back.
He will.
Monday, we're hoping... It ain't going to happen.
If I was in charge of Fox News, I would phone up this Jesse Waters and say, listen, you're just so fucking stupid. Don't come back to work until we tell you.
Why didn't they fire him after the Chinatown thing?
Why?
I mean,
who is this guy?
Good God.
Who the fuck is this guy that he can't be replaced?
Oh, gross.
Come on.
Over at the Drudge Report.
Fuck you.
Apparently, a bunch of poor women are going to get nasty, fat, angry white male dick tonight because...
Oh, yes. fat, angry white male dick.
Google beats, Amazon beats, stocks, smash records. So, of course, you know, they're attributing it to Donald Trump.
Oh, yes.
And they're probably trying to attribute it to that ridiculous fantasy half page of paper that they put out yesterday as their new tax reform.
It's one fucking page.
Everybody was laughing about it on all the shows, probably except Fox, but all of the regular sane media and all the lib media is all beside themselves.
If I was Schittler and I had my first 100 days and I only think people give a shit about it this time around because he's so inept, you know, they just want to showcase how little he's done. My boss would fucking fire my ass if I was like, here's what I said I would do. I'd do any of it. I'd be fired. Most people would be fired.
Yeah, and there's no... I mean, they're now saying...
Where's
yesterday they estimated, and they've revised their estimates now. These are nonpartisan entities have now said that the tax reform... You know, these Republicans are all about the debt, right? Look at how much Dumber added to the debt. All they did, we got to stop this debt. We're leaving this debt for our kids and everything. When they don't know fuck all about, then they would say Obama raised the deficit more than anybody. And you say, no, he didn't. Oh, the deficit lowered during Obama.
Yes.
The debt raised because the deficit did not become a surplus yet. Right. But Obama absolutely lowered the deficit during the 8 years of his, which means that's how much we're bleeding.
But you lost.
We were bleeding from a fucking cannonball hemorrhoid on our ass and cannonball sized blood rushing out from George Bush's fucking tax cuts and a $1 trillion war that was not paid for
and was based on bullshit.
And
thank you, Republicans.
That got turned around.
Right.
But no, it did not. When you're losing hundreds of billions a year.
Yeah.
It's a little hard to turn that iceberg around, but it was turning. And now Schittler, they're saying this quote reform.
Yes.
Memo. greeting card that he put out yesterday.
Memo. Why didn't you tweet? Hey,
no, that's what I'm calling it. They're calling it a plan.
Right.
They're Mnuchin, who is really foul. Foul, foul, foul.
I don't know this guy.
Steve Mnuchin, the Treasury Secretary.
Okay.
Gazillionaire.
Oh, perfect.
Swamp dweller. Evil vulture capitalist.
One percenter?
At one point, I think he made a comment, something to the effect of that, well, people like him are different from people like poor people.
Yes. What does that mean?
They think they're better. There's no men are created equal to these guys. This is the Ayn Rand. Oh, they think they're fucking John Galt. They're the supermen.
Does Trump, is that how Trump feels? Does Trump think like he's like a superhero type, like a god? He thinks, oh, look at all these jobs I make. Sure, I should get all these tax breaks. Nobody should question me. Look what I'm doing for the fucking country.
And meanwhile, we don't know how much taxes Schittler is paying because he won't release them. And did you see that yesterday, Mnuchin? One of the reporters said, well, you know, why doesn't the president release his tax forms? Because the people would like to know if this tax reform helps him in a massive way. There might be a little conflict of interest there.
I think
Mnuchin said he started off with, the president has no intention.
Oh, I heard that.
And then he's like, well, he's already given the most of anybody of financial disclosures, which is just a giant fucking lie. Hillary Clinton released 30 years of her taxes.
But how's he able to say that, though? Is he saying that?
Because he's a lying fuck of a GOP cuntwad.
Yeah. I mean, that's blatantly not true.
They don't care.
They don't give a fuck. What are you going to do? What are you going to do to me? I'm lying. So what?
So now they're saying it's not going to be $3 trillion that he adds to the debt. It's going to be $5.5 trillion added to the debt.
Wait a second. Don't they always bitch about that?
Well, hence the point. A few years ago, remember Grover Norquist, that slime ball?
Oh, yeah.
Made them all sign the pledge that they'll vote for anything that raises taxes or adds to the debt. Well, I'm assuming that pledge is still in effect.
Yeah.
How are any of these twats going to vote for this ridiculous fantasy from Trump? And Eddie Munster came out the other day and said, the 15% is illegal. 15% tax rate for businesses going down to that cannot be offset by anything that they're planning. And that's it already in the code. They can't even do it.
And that's from Paul Ryan, by the way.
Yeah, who would love.
That's a guy that years
to fuck
ago.
The poor.
Do you remember when he presented a budget years ago that didn't make any fucking sense? That wouldn't have worked?
And would have fucked the poor and done the same thing.
Oh, yeah. And he says this is bad. He said that one-page memo
won't work,
is bad.
Yeah.
You got one page. What the fuck is this Schittler doing, man? He said he was going to do all this shit when he was running for office, and he hasn't done anything. No, I mean, since he's been in office, doesn't he have people like writing shit down and preparing proposals? And
well, one of the more horrible things is the only reason we got this, like I said, greeting card of a tax reform plan this week is that ridiculous 100-day mark.
Oh, yeah.
That he says, I don't care about. I don't care about it anymore. It's a ridiculous. But you know he does.
Right.
You know he absolutely fucking does. So now he thinks he's going to be able to wave around. Look, look, look. Here's my tax reform plan. I put that out before 100 days.
He can literally wave it around,
too. Right. And
one page.
He could tattoo it on his dick.
A whole page.
In big font. And fit the whole thing.
And small font. It would have to be very tiny font to make it on his little dick.
No, but I'm saying
there's not much on there.
There's yeah.
Oh shit! I get it. That's funnier.
So he.
That's funnier.
Yeah, it's.
It can fit.
And the same thing with the Obamacare now that they're trying to fast track that. Allegedly, this Freedom Caucus, the batshit nut jobs, yes, are happy, which means they made it worse.
Right. Do you think Obama could have tattooed the Obamacare plan on his cock?
They took out the they took out the guarantee for coverage for pre-existing conditions.
I saw that.
You're going to be fucked.
What's the point?
Then they say, we're going to have these high risk pools for you. Well, high risk pool means you're going to pay out the asshole. So it's no longer affordable care.
But why am I being put in a high risk pool?
Because you have.
Fuck you.
Yeah, right.
Fuck you, motherfucker. Put me in a pool with everybody else.
That they did. Obama did.
Right.
Hence.
Ugh.
Universal Obamacare.
Shit, I tell you, how do you get rid of a whole party?
Maybe Trump will do it.
Yeah, maybe this
just
is
just in with the whole Russia thing and all that stuff. But who
which
knows?
Would be fine. But when we're getting into areas that you really can't, I don't know what we do to undo a nuclear thermal war with the fucking North Koreans. What do we do about that shit?
That's not gonna happen.
What? Well, I mean,
I'm so not worried about North Korea. God. Maybe I'm crazy, but I'm just not.
I mean,
I don't think we are going to do any kind of a preemptive strike. I don't think any of the generals would allow that to happen. And
but that shit we can control, you know, sort of like that's within.
Right. But he's not he's only going to respond if he keeps saying he might have a test. We're going back to exactly what Obama did.
Kim Jong-un.
Yeah. We're going back to the exact same. Well, we just got to sit around and do nothing because right now we can't. We just have to try to increase the pressure on China to increase the pressure on Kim.
But you know, like our crazy person is different than North Korea's crazy person. Their crazy person, they don't have any, like he can do whatever the fuck he wants, right?
Because he can.
Our guy kind of can't. You know, he can,
but he wants to.
Yeah, but he can say crazy shit. And what if we says some fucked up shit that pisses that guy off? He makes everybody in the country get the same fucking haircut.
Well, he's already tweeted. Trump's already made things worse. In fact, there are a couple of pundits have said, well, this might not be as bad right now if he hadn't tweeted that shit.
Yeah.
If he hadn't tweeted the we're going to take care of them, that kind of shit.
I mean, what if some fucking ruler in some country is like, hey, I'm going to take this tweet from Schittler as a direct threat to our national security, and we're going to do a preemptive strike, and he's in some fucked up country they don't have.
North Korea said that they will only do a preemptive strike if they're aggressed against, or if there's like ships heading their way or something. Right. I just don't see it happening.
Well, good.
They're not. I don't think they're suicidal, and I just think it's a big dick waving contest. unless I'd be more worried about our crazy side, about Trump wanting to bomb.
Well, how do we take out their nuclear facilities? Well, right, because we're isolated, right? We can't. We're in the middle of nowhere here in North America, and we can fuck with people in the Middle East and Asia, and we might not.
Not if they get those ICBMs.
Right. Yeah. That's going to suck.
Or if they just pull a fishing boat into San Francisco Bay.
Right.
They've got the nukes. They've got nukes. They're not like Iran, who's trying to get nukes.
They've
got
ready.
Them. Yeah, yes. They've blown shit up already. They just need a delivery method.
Right.
And they haven't made it fly, literally. they don't have a missile that can make it all the way to us yet. But South Korea's fucked. In Japan, I saw a report where they're on their national safety website. They're telling people, if North Korea launches at them, which is likely also, maybe if that shit hits the fan,
but they've got a lot.
They
of
got
time.
10 minutes.
Oh yeah. Well,
10 minutes,
but they've got great transit over there.
Right.
Not like LA shit.
Get stuffed in, people pushing on you. Right.
How many days do you think it would take to get out of this city if everybody had to leave at once? One steady stream of douchebags.
Oh, fucked.
You're fucked.
Yeah, yeah.
You're done.
Yeah, you're pretty fucked. So there you go. Those are your headlines. The drudges are thrilled about
eat my dick.
Stocks. And what's funny is stocks go up,
yes.
And they think, look how great the economy is doing. Who owns stocks? But rich people.
Yeah.
This is another example of the income inequality of and the decimation of the middle class. Because nobody fucking owns stocks. I don't give a shit what the Dow is.
Right.
It affects me 0.0.
Yeah, nobody cares. Nobody, you know, it's just nobody cares about the poor. Another poor guy dies under an overpass. Bunch of people living in tents. Nobody gives a shit.
Yeah.
You don't see them.
I put a story up on our Facebook. Go to facebook.com/crabdiving. And there's a guy wrote a book, which is, it looks like it's probably a pretty interesting book. Maybe I'll put it up on our Facebook or something with our Amazon link. If you want to help us out, buy it through our Amazon hole. Go, or if you buy anything on the internet, so you can help us out, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Bookmark that shit.
For those of you that still read words.
And whatever you buy, anything you can buy on Amazon, we get a little commission. Doesn't cost you anything.
We get paid,
comes
baby.
Comes from Amazon for sending you there. But
right.
This guy wrote a book, and then there's a story about the book over at the Raw Story. But the headline is, corporations used racism to destroy the middle class and turn the U.S. into a developing nation. They've knocked us down from a... from a developed nation, and now it's considered a developing nation.
How can we be
right? Go ahead.
I say, how can we be a developing nation and be the best country on the fucking planet?
Well, here you go. Right now, it says this guy wrote about characteristics of a developing nation is a dual economy, meaning really, really rich,
yes,
and really, really not rich, no middle class. Much of the low wage sector. In this model of a dual economy, much of the low wage sector has little influence over public policy.
Okay. Jeez.
You think that's going on here? What do the poor have to say in public policy?
Nothing.
What good things are happening for the poor in any remote capacity?
Yeah, you
in
know,
this country.
Bernie made a fucking point when he was during the primaries that Schindler and company, all those lunatics in the clown car, they were having a debate. And he's like, not one time did we hear those white assholes say the word poverty or poor.
Yeah.
There's so much segregation. You don't even know. You don't even fucking see them.
The high income sector will keep wages down in the other sector to provide cheap labor for its businesses.
What a great system. It sounds like one of those groups should find themselves some pitchforks and torches and light the motherfucker on fucking fire.
Does that sound familiar, though?
Yes.
Social control is used to keep low-wage sector from challenging the policies favored by the high-income sector. Social control. They're coming for your Jesus.
Right.
They're coming
for your guns.
For your guns. The homosexuals.
They're killing
are
babies.
They're going to make you suck dick.
Yes. They're going to make you. They're going to make you. They're going to talk you into it. How stupid.
And mass incarceration.
Yeah. That fucks your life
these
up.
These are all, by the way, these are all followed by checks on this model.
Okay. This is how we're excelling.
Mass incarceration, check. High income sector keeping wages down, check. Social control used to keep the low wage sector from challenging the policies, check. We've got all this shit going on here right now.
That social control thing is amazing. Like, you want the poor people won't vote for someone that will raise the minimum motherfucking wage because
they think
Jesus.
Gay people might be able to get married.
It's insane. It must be a syndrome for that. Some pill we can take.
The primary goal of the richest members of the high income sector is to lower taxes.
Which in effect lowers the money that these poor people get to help them.
That was sent up in a massive fireworks display yesterday of the high income sector trying to lower taxes.
Oh, yeah.
And the last one it says here is that social and economic mobility is low, which is true.
Right.
If you're poor,
your
odds are you're going to stay fucking poor. And if you're rich, you can fuck up your way, Donald J. Trump, through life
Yeah.
And still remain rich and, in our system, get richer.
But if you're a poor person, what, you can't go to college and get a degree while you're working your 18 jobs and taking care of your kids? Climb that upward mobility ladder?
Such bullshit. It's just, yeah, pitchfork time's coming, I think. It's sad to...
Sad.
I hope not. But, I mean, after what came out yesterday and if they are, I can't imagine any of that's going to pass, really, but if any of these tax cuts for the rich and everything and more decimation of the middle class and more fucking the poor, it's going to happen. People are going to start starving. Literally. I mean, people will be starving on the streets, and then the pitchforks will come out. And I don't want any of that to happen.
I mean, what did Obama campaign on? What was his slogan? Hope. Hope! What hope is there? I mean, the country elected shit with the very people you were just fucking talking about voted for this Trump.
Yeah.
Insane that they thought this guy was going to be their guy. There's kind of no excuse for thinking that unless you're fucking, you know, you don't have your...
I mean, he had the stupid or the kind of right message of the whole system is screwed and everybody's screwing you.
Yeah.
But then they didn't realize that he's one of the ones balls deep in them.
Yeah, and then he's scapegoating Mexicans and Muslims and all this other bullshit.
And he used social control to control the dummies while he's picking their pockets.
Yeah.
Perfect example.
I'm going to build a wall to protect you from all these Mexicans.
Unreal.
That's stupid.
Michael Flynn... There's more news.
Oh, yes.
About Mike Flynn.
Hey, little Mikey Flynn.
He, before we get out of the North Korea thing, too, we were talking about, they had that briefing yesterday of all the senators.
Okay.
99.
Right.
There was one who didn't go.
Who didn't go?
Who said, out of principle.
Right.
Bernie Sanders.
Damn. Good job, Bernie.
The White House, I think we might have talked about this a little bit yesterday, that inexplicably they were setting up a meeting at the White House for 100 senators, doesn't make any sense because they don't have a space for it.
That's
for a
secure
briefing.
Right.
So they had to set up a temporary skiff, a secure facility in some like small auditorium at the White House that ain't built for it. A couple of the senators were like, there were like some weird metallic drapes hanging over shit. And, you know, they like, how much of our money did they have to spend? Because this fucker couldn't get in a limo and drive over to the Hill where they could have done it. Or drive over there where they could have done it in one of their secure facility rooms.
Was it a power move on his part?
I really think it's
being a dick.
Yeah. I really think it's a summon to the king bullshit, which is part of the reason probably that Bernie was like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck you, you asshole. You're one person. We're 100. You come over to the Senate.
And we're the people, by the way.
Equal branch.
Yes.
To your branch, you fuck, which you deny.
And those people are the people. They're the legislative branch. They're the representatives. They're supposed to be representing us.
Well, in theory.
Yeah.
But yes.
I sound stupid. They don't care.
That was, you know, the what they were pretending when they started it. So they loaded them in buses like a field trip to the Little Red Schoolhouse out on the edge of town where city kids can go freak out on farm animals touch a cow and watch a sheep shit and stuff like that.
Those llamas are like, God damn it, I don't want those city kids to come.
It really was.
Fuck with me.
When I was growing up, it was called the Little Red Schoolhouse. It's out in the forest preserve.
And yeah.
Every year.
You go out there.
At one point, you would have a day field trip out to the Little Red Schoolhouse and you get to see all the animals and shit like that.
Well, that's nice.
So they loaded them in a bus.
Yes.
And then there was like one bus that had duct tape on the back window and a light hanging off. They didn't even send them in dignity. You know what I mean?
I mean, I would, listen,
part
if
of
I,
me likes that.
Listen, if I, yeah, if but I'm getting part, on that fucking bus and I look at all that shit, I want to know, hey, where the fuck are we going? Are we going to the White House? Or are you fucking with me? Is Schindler getting rid of the House and the Senate?
So Cory Booker was interviewed afterwards on, yes. I think it was on Matto, and or Chris Hayes, one of the two. And he said that, you know, Cory Booker is one of these who tries to positively spin everything. You know what I mean? And he was like, well, I'm thrilled that the White House is communicating and wants to have a full briefing and have the input of the co-equal branches of government.
Yes.
But you could just see the butt.
But why does it feel like I'm on a bus to Paris fucking island?
There was nothing they learned.
What?
They learned nothing.
Wait, I'm sorry. What was the purpose of the fucking trip?
Well, there you go.
Taxes or?
One of the, I think it was Corker, a Republican, was interviewed shortly after coming back from this meeting. And they were like, how was the meeting? Oh, well, you know. And they said, well, did you learn anything? And he said, well, you know, not really, no.
Because he can't say yes, because then the reporter's going to be like, well, what did you learn, Bob?
Well, he could just say it's classified. I can't tell you. But they said no. He said no. I didn't learn anything. There was another Republican who was on this morning who said, well, you know, I'm on the International Asian Affairs Committee, so I know a lot about what's going on there anyway, so I really didn't learn anything. He's trying to spin it
right.
Well, maybe somebody in the room did, but I kind of...
Nobody learned anything.
They're being fucked
nobody
with.
Nobody learned anything.
I think... Cory Booker said... he said he was nervous that they were going to ask for an authorization for the use of force. They knew it was going to be about North Korea.
Right.
They knew it was highly classified.
Yes.
And it had to be in a secure location.
Okay.
And so Cory Booker said, we were going in there wondering if they were going to say, hey, we want an authorization to bomb North Korea.
Oh, my God.
And it turns out it was utterly nothing. They learned nothing.
Riding around in shitty buses.
They probably know everything we do, except they got numbers and details. You know what I mean? Like,
there's no way in hell Schittler is ever going to be able to work with anybody because he's just a dick. And he pisses people off. You think a senator or was to ride around in some shitty bus with duct tape on it, being jerked around D.C.?
Senator Ben Cardin, Democrats ranking member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, said that in his congressional career, there's never been a similar type of meeting held at the White House.
Get out the buses. What's the
and
point?
Then it's nothing.
Yeah.
And then to have it turn out to be nothing.
Was it at least catered, the meeting? Did they serve
sure
them
they
anything?
Had, you know, crawlers or something.
Crawlers. I got a donut. I got a donut for riding that weird Schittler bus. Wouldn't you be worried about where you were going? I would be worried. Because you look back in history, it's like, this seems like a move, like, I don't know. I loaded up the legislative body, put them in a bus, and we never heard from our representatives again.
It's a total dick move.
Yeah.
And a total power trip.
You come to my palace.
Yeah. One, I'm granting you audience. You come see me now.
Yeah.
And good for Bernie Sanders for saying, fuck you, you orange piece of shit, even if he didn't.
Bernie's an older guy.
In my imagination, he did.
Yes. I bet he said that.
Some reporters, one guy tweeted, when I asked Chairman Corker of the North Korea briefing trip to the White House if it was worthwhile, he said, I'm not sure. Republican.
I'm not sure if it was a good thing that I got on a bus and went to the White House.
Senator Chris Murphy said there's no revelation
in
the briefing. He said it was more of a chance to convey that they're serious. Whatever that means.
What does that mean? Listen, if you're a guy who's a president of the United States, you have a bunch of Secret Service people walking around, you're carrying the launch codes in a suitcase. Yeah, man, I'm going to assume you're serious about something.
One GOP senator said the briefing lacked, quote, even straight answers on what the policy is regarding North Korea and its testing of ICBMs.
Like, what? Yeah, but what? What do they mean? Like, what our policy is? We're against them politically.
What are we going to do if they do it? Trump's already starting to draw red lines.
Jeez.
That no more nuclear tests for you or else. No more missile tests for you or else. And North Korea, I think again today, put out another one of those videos of an animation of the White House being blown up by one of their missiles and some aircraft carrier being sunk by one of their missiles.
Yeah.
And they're saying, fuck it, we're testing as soon as possible, whenever we want, Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you.
So what is Man Baby going to do to make himself to save fucking face? See, he's a dick.
Senator Blumenthal said there was very little, if anything, new. Right. I remain mystified about why the entire Senate had to be taken over to the White House rather than conducting it here.
Did he think people would get a kick out of going to the White House or something? You think these guys, he thought he was doing these guys a favor, like it was a fun thing for them?
Our weird, awesome new senator here in California, Kamala Harris, yes, said she's a scrapper.
Will she ever be president?
Oh, yeah. I was just going to finish the sentence. She said, yeah, sorry. I think she's on the list of potential good candidates.
Yeah. What about Al Franken? I thought we were endorsing Al.
Al Franken, there's something I saw today.
Nothing bad, right?
No, it's amazing. There was I don't even know what the context was or whatever, but it's like, hey, let's watch the video of that time from back in the day when Al Franken drew an incredibly accurate map of all 50 states from memory.
Holy shit.
Like he had a big giant whiteboard and was giving a talk was talking about each state, and he drew like the, and he didn't fuck anything up.
Was he on like DMT or something?
DMT.
It's like mushrooms, I think.
Oh. I don't know what that is.
Supposed to make you smart for like 10 minutes.
Oh.
Or not. He drew the whole map, even the ones in the center that, you know.
Like the Vermont and even all those guys. The ones in the center, I think, are not that hard. It's when you get up in the Northeast. How do you draw all that shit?
Show me Kansas.
I was good at geography, so I'm not a guy to
show
pick.
Me Colorado, smart guy. I'm just kidding. I know you know where Nebraska is.
I had to avoid it for 3 years. The
dead or alive, wanted, crab diving.
Kamala Harris said that the briefing, quote, only confirmed my deep concerns about this administration's lack of comprehensive strategy about North Korea. Bam!
Meaning they don't know what they're fucking doing.
Yeah. Thanks for the stupid meeting. You've confirmed my suspicions that you don't know what the fuck you're doing.
Wait. If you didn't have a firm strategy on what you're going to do, why would you gather all the people on a bus and bring them
they're
to
dumb.
Where you are?
Because they're dumb.
Because that's the only question. Hey, if this is a meeting about North Korea, what's your policy?
Maybe it was a test run for gassing all the senators.
Yeah.
Ship them over and knock them all out and put them in a prison camp.
You're telling me they weren't
nervous?
He
tries to take over.
Getting in a bus? You're going to put a bunch of rich white people in a bus?
A bus?
Oh, what am I doing here?
I haven't been on a bus in 38 years.
Lovey.
Name that
Gilligan's Island.
Yeah.
Vice President was there. Secretary of State Tillerson.
Mother.
Secretary of State Tillerson was there.
You know, this is totally off the subject, but can we please never forget that Mike Pence calls his wife Mother?
Mother.
That is so fucking fucked
gross.
Up.
Gross.
That's just weird.
Reagan was Mommy.
No, really?
Yes, Mommy.
Dude,
he called Nancy Mommy.
What a fucked up relationship.
Right?
Good Christ. You Republicans are fucking weird pervs.
You're good Christians.
Yeah.
Yes, Mother.
Ooh, I can't eat food with a woman in the room that I'm not married to.
So Mike Flynn, I think we somehow started off talking about him and drifted again.
Mikey Flynn.
Mikey Flynn, it now turns out.
Yes.
Not only is possibly guilty of a crime for accepting foreign dough from outside entities while still a government employee of the United States of America.
I mean, from Russia, right?
And Turkey.
If you were in the government and someone in Russia handed you a bag of cash, but you didn't know that was illegal, would you not be curious if it was?
I don't know if he got a bag of cash.
Cross your mind.
I think Manafort's the one who got the bags of cash.
What the fuck happened to him?
I think he got paid. He had a consulting firm.
Oh,
wink, wink, wink.
Well, Manafort was not ever working for our government, right? He's just a campaign manager for Schittler.
Correct, I believe.
So it's different, I guess.
Did you bring condoms?
So.
No.
So Mike Flynn now. It turns out
I'm just thinking about Mike Flynn getting busted on To Catch a Predator and how amazing that would be.
So a couple that we did the story yesterday that it's even that Flynn is starting to smell
ooh
so shitty that even Jason fucking Chaffetz, that toad, did that joint conference with Elijah Cummings yesterday, where they both said, you know, I think he may have committed a crime. Remember, Chaffetz said, Cummings is like, he committed a felony. He needs to go. I don't, and he quote, I don't understand why the White House is covering up for Flynn.
Right.
Elijah Cummings said. And then he said, he looked at the press and he said, and you could tell Sean Spicer I said that in a few minutes, because that was when Spicy's.
Oh, shit.
Spicy's. Briefing was going to happen.
God.
But even Chaffetz said, how did he put it? I have no evidence. I can find no evidence that he complied with the law.
Yeah. God.
Which means he broke the law.
Why aren't, that is interesting. Why aren't they just tossing this Flynn under the bus? And, you know?
Well, then, I think he'll sing. I think they would. Or don't you think that Trump in a heartbeat and all of them wouldn't point and say, look, Flynn, it's him. He did everything.
He'd throw Melania under the bus.
If he didn't think that Flynn would fucking rat on them.
Right. Well, what could he have on him?
Hey, Don, I'm going to Russia. Can you make a tape? Isn't there that story that he allegedly made a tape to deliver to the Russians?
Oh, God. You know, it's so funny because you know all these old, arrogant, fucking rich white guys. We're doing all this bullshit. Just you know, so upfront about it. And so brass, you know?
Brass. We figured with Jeff Bosesh in the in Justice Department. And with all their toadies and all the other places, that it would go away. And he figured, probably figured that Comey loved him because look what he did to Clinton.
God damn it. Right. I mean.
I'm so happy you told us about those letters on Wiener's hard drive. Wiener. I said Wiener and hard. Ivanka, I said Wiener and hard.
God, let's get to this Russian shit. I feel like.
So.
Don't you feel like we should know more shit about it than we do?
I think it's
at coming. This point.
I think you'll see the rats starting to leave the good ship Trump.
Right.
Once they start figuring out that it might be pointing back to him.
Yeah.
And again, where's Pence?
With his wife chewing.
Where's Pence?
I don't know.
On any of this. You know, we've hardly seen him at all.
Well, no.
I really think he's hiding and just biding his time,
right.
Staying as far away from the administration as he can to keep the orange stain off of him, because he's probably like, this Russian shit's going to hit the fan. I'm going to be president.
You know, I was reading something. I think it was somebody's opinion piece. It was either in the Washington Post or the New York Times or the LA Times or maybe. Fuck, I don't know. Maybe it was on Raw Story. Who knows? It could have been on. It was on the internet, and they were just talking about how stupid Mike Pence looked when he went to South Korea, standing in the demilitarized zone, looking through the binoculars,
with a flight jacket on.
I know. I did the costume. He's like, "What the fuck was that supposed to do for us?" Do you think Kim Jong Un was like, "Oh, there's Mike Pence. I better stand down and get my shit together."
So now it comes out last night that in 2014,
fuck you,
the Pentagon warned Mike Flynn against accepting foreign money.
No shit. Maybe he didn't write it down. He didn't remember it.
Failed to heed warnings from the Pentagon about accepting foreign funds for a trip to Russia in 2015. The House Oversight and Government Reform Committee announced today.
Yeah.
The Department of Defense sent classified documents to committee chairman Jason Chaffetz, who, by the way, the story is that there might be compromat on him. The Russians might have
what?
Some stuff on him.
On that dude?
Yeah, we talked about it yesterday a little bit. May have. I saw another, you know, none of this is substantiated, so these are all rumors.
Right.
But
allegedly.
That he might be slipping little Jason in places he shouldn't.
Jeez.
And that the Russians may have that information on him, and that's why he was less than anxious to go after Trump.
You know, that that's a great idea. If you want to blackmail a politician, you're Putin. You're just like, hey, invite him over to Moscow. We'll send a couple of hot chicks up to his hotel room.
And every room is got cameras and is bugged.
Because those white guy American politicians can't resist that
shit. That's true.
Man.
They tell you when you travel to Russia, when you're a diplomat or anybody, the hotel you're staying in will be bugged.
What if you want to take a shower, though, dude? That's fucked up. Yeah, so if I'm taking a shower,
somebody's going to see your dick?
Uncle Nibbles is looking at my sack.
Sure.
Come on.
There's nothing embarrassing about being naked in a shower.
Yeah, yeah, but I don't want to
They're not going to use that.
Who knows what they're going to do?
They blow their cover then. They're not going to... They're not going to... on somebody's dick pic. They want your dick in, you know, a nine-year-old or something. Right. Then they've got you.
Jeez.
Because once they release that stuff, then they know that that hotel's got cameras everywhere. Nobody's going to stay.
Again, the whole Schindler thing, the golden shower, what I want to know about it is, after it happened, did he have to change hotel rooms in the hotel? Or do you...
Well, didn't they say they put plastic down everywhere?
Dude, shit, but still. But if that's what you're in...
Right.
Okay.
Elijah Cummings said this letter that was sent to Flynn explicitly warned General Flynn as he entered retirement that the Constitution prohibited him from accepting any foreign government payments without advance permission.
So he has to ask America, can I let this country pay me $1 jillion?
The department did not locate any records of Lieutenant General Flynn seeking permission or approval for the receipt of money from a foreign source. He did accept funds from Kremlin-backed news agency RT, which he failed to disclose when he applied for a security clearance last year. That's those pictures where you can see him sitting right next to Uncle Nipples.
Yes.
And two seats away from Jill Stein at that dinner that they had in Russia. That's some RT thing that he was paid for.
Right. What the fuck did those guys talk about when they're hanging out at dinner?
Some of Flynn's foreign staffers, former staffers, it said, warned him about accepting $40,000 for participating in the 10th anniversary gala of RT.
That's it. He got paid $40,000 to speak at some fucking event.
There's an email from one of his toadies that said, please, sir, don't do this. It's not just you. You're a retired 3-star general. It's the army. It's all the people who've been with you. All of these analysts known as Flynn's people, which is creepy.
Yeah.
There was a second letter from the Department of the Army that said, we have no evidence that he obtained permission from the Secretary of the Army and the Secretary of State to accept any foreign government payments as required under the law.
Let me understand this.
Felony.
Bam, baby. So Flynn went to this event, he got paid by RT to speak for $40,000. He got $40,000, right?
Yes.
That's it? I mean, that's a lot of money, you and me, but to somebody like this guy.
Well, to him, too, his career military.
Well, I know, but he's got to have money. $40,000.
Career military?
What is he?
I mean, he probably just started making money when he retired, because then he can go into consulting, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But I wouldn't think career military's got a lot of money.
It just doesn't seem like a lot of money to fuck your whole life up for, maybe. I don't know. What does he care?
And
what an arrogant motherfucker. I mean, if you know you had all these skeletons in your closet and blah, 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 you're still going to be the NSA. You know you're going to get vetted. You know you're going to be under a microscope. Why don't you fade away into the background and go make money sitting on the board of some shitty fucking pharmaceutical company, you know? It's weird.
A lieutenant general receives yearly basic pay, depending on how long they've been in, of like $170,000. That's good money, but
it's
not
a shit ton of money.
But $40,000 is a chunk. I mean, I think I think it's a lot of money to him, even.
Right. God, the guy got paid $40,000 to speak. That sucks. He's not even good.
Well, and you think, you know, like even Hillary is only getting like $200,000. I mean, they're not.
Oh, my God.
You know, there's not a lot of people making Reagan money.
And Hillary's not that
good.
Remember
Reagan made $1 million?
I don't remember that.
I love the way they scream about, Barack. Like, Barack is doing a speech for $400,000, I think, coming up. Good for him.
Yeah.
Good for him.
And it's going to be good.
Because you know who it's coming from? Some rich corporo cunts are paying for this. It's not like poor people are getting together to pay Barack Obama $400,000. It's some rich assholes who can more than afford it. Milk those fuckers.
Hell yeah. And by the way, look at the people in that Iran-Contra scandal. What do you think they did? They went on the lecture circuit and make shit tons of money.
After jail time.
Yeah. And listen, Flynn and Hillary and all these fucking politicians and Obama, they don't have to be funny. They can just go and say their fucking shit and people love
it. Obama's funny, though.
Obama's funny. Yeah, that's true. He should just do stand-up. Why didn't he do that?
So Elijah Cummings also...
gerrymandering and stand-up.
Elijah Cummings also said that the White House has never provided any documents related to Flynn that they've requested. Remember, Spicy was like, well you know, he didn't work for us about it. Cummings said, there must be some kind of paper trail. I honestly do not understand why the White House is covering up for Michael Flynn. I watched Sean Spicer make all kinds of excuses about how hard it would be to comply with our requests. Come on, man. Elijah Cummings. Come on, man.
Is this on Maddow?
No, this was the press conference.
Oh shit.
He said. And that's when he said, you could tell Spicer.
Yeah.
I said that.
Dang.
Elijah Cummings not fucking around. And even with Chaffetz trying to slightly tap dance around it a little bit more, even Chaffetz. Who, by the way, Chaffetz, we think he's got the compromat, right?
Right.
So he said, I'm not gonna run again next time. Now, even though he won by like 20 something points his last.
Yeah.
He might have easily won. He's like, I'm going to go back into the private sector. And then now it turns out he said, I may not even finish out my term. Now he even said today he's leaving.
Yeah.
To have foot surgery.
He's got corns and bunions, man. I can't keep my job as a lawmaker. That's insane.
The headline over at Raw Story says, Jason Chaffetz rushes to get foot surgery before quitting Congress and losing Obamacare.
I think this guy's he's exiting stage left. This tells me he's one of the only smart guys. Get me the fuck out of here. This shit is sinking. You know these guys are going to go to jail, some of them, you know.
He says... he's taking 3 to 4 weeks off for foot surgery.
Yes.
Shortly after news that he will not run for another term. He explained that he shattered his foot 12 years ago, falling off a ladder.
Okay.
Said the University of Utah doctors now recommend immediate surgery to remove all the hardware, or I could be at risk for serious infection. This is not an opportune time to be away. yes, it is.
Right.
But medical emergencies are never convenient. I appreciate my constituents' patience.
Jesus.
Apostrophe S. It should be S apostrophe.
Didn't
And understanding as I take time to recover.
Didn't Roosevelt, wasn't he president and he had, what did he have?
Well, those last couple of years, they say that
he had polio,
Eleanor
right?
was running the show.
Yeah. Can we get her back in office? Reanimate her.
Chaffetz spent millions of taxpayer dollars investigating Hillary Clinton.
Oh, God.
Let's not forget that bullshit.
This pussy's out my... I shattered my foot. I gotta go.
When he announced he was quitting, he said, for those who would speculate otherwise, let me be clear. I have no ulterior motives. I'm healthy. I'm confident. I would continue to be reelected by large margins.
What the fuck?
He's running scared.
Yeah, he's running freaking scared. Out. Somebody talked to him and he's like, some lawyer must have said, listen, dude, they're going to put you in jail for the rest of your fucking life.
You better get the fuck out.
Yeah, be quiet. Go away.
Distance yourself from this administration as much as possible.
Dude, if I'm in Schindler's regime, I'm like, fuck it. I'm disappearing. I'm going to go to MacArthur Park down here in L.A., buy myself a new passport and go to Bolivia.
So Flynn now... Who knows what's going to happen there?
He's just such a weird looking guy. Whenever I see him, doesn't he look like he should be wearing one of those, like when you see a little boy in like a little sailor outfit holding a giant lollipop with his like legs dangling off a chair that's far too large for him.
I think he kind of looks like that eagle from the Muppet Show.
Holy shit.
A little bit.
Yeah, I see that.
You know what I mean? Like, always angry, always with that hook nose kind of thing.
What was the inspiration for that Muppet?
Maybe it was Mike Flynn.
Who knows? That's the most bizarre puppet I've ever fucking seen. Give me an angry eagle. Who the fuck says that?
Give me an angry eagle.
Look that up on Urban Dictionary.
Sounds like a sex move.
Ooh.
I've also got a story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jesse Waters, we talked about. Jesse Waters. Okay.
What a piece of shit.
Which story do I want to do?
This show should be called here. White People Behaving Like Shitheads. Really?
This one will be quick, so then we'll do that, and we'll talk a little bit more about Jesse Waters, or someone else's reaction to Jesse Waters.
Oh, yeah?
The French election was just this week, Sunday, I believe it was, because
a
civilized country has their elections on weekends so more people can vote, Ryan, that aren't working.
That seems obvious.
Oh. But then, you know, like, working people will be able to vote. We don't want that here in this country.
Or why don't we just take it a step farther and say, give me an app on my fucking phone and I can vote on my app. What do I got to stand in line?
I think I saw a report recently that said that if we just had automatic registration, voter registration, when you get a driver's license anywhere,
why
every
not?
State, you're automatically registered to vote, that we would get like 50 more million people voting in every election. So, of course, the Republicans are blind raging about anything like that. What, how dare you?
How do they say they're for democracy?
It's going to be fraud. All the fraud that's going to be.
How do you, like, rule a country? You're not even interested in the type of government that we say we have. If you don't want people to vote, then you're not pro-democracy. You just can't be. That's kind of, isn't that necessary to people vote? That's a necessary thing in a democracy.
And you see some of these trolls online who say, well, we don't really have a democracy. It's a republic. It's a constitutional republic. Yeah, you cunt.
Yeah.
But the representatives in that constitutional republic are elected democratically, you fuck.
Nobody's
appointed. Yeah. Nobody becomes senator because they shot out of another senator's pussy. That's not how it works.
Like a t-shirt cannon.
Sometimes it happens,
but
it's not automatic. So they had this
shout out.
They had this this election in France. We were all watching, mainly because of Marine Le Pen,
the fucking Nazi,
the horrible white nationalist, infinitely worse than Trump. Really, on the out.
That's amazing.
I think
that is fucking amazing.
Her dad. She even kicked her dad out of his own party because he became so radical and crazy and Nazi-esque.
Yes.
That in order to save the party, she kicked her own father out of the party he founded.
God damn.
After.
That's amazing.
He punched a woman candidate from an opposition party out in public. There's Google. What is his name? Not Francois Le Pen. Marine Le Pen's father.
Francois.
I don't know. Jean-Pierre. Something Le Pen.
It blows my mind that somebody named Francois would hit anyone.
I forget what his name is.
Francois.
His daughter, yes. Marine Le Pen.
Marine.
Which, by the way, she has a sister named Marie.
And now she's Marine. That's a color in the crayon. That's a crayon.
Well, you know, it's France.
It's weird.
Jean-Marie.
Jean-Marie.
Is her father.
Fuck you.
Jean-Marie Le Pen.
He punched somebody in the face.
Yeah. A woman.
That's insane.
Punched, took a swing at her out in public, was arrested.
Yeah. Nobody told him you're not supposed to hit people.
A horrible white nationalist in France wants
what?
Close the borders, make ban Muslims, launch them all out of the country, ban refugees, everything heinous that they're trying to do here. Is what this Le Pen father and now his daughter is like Le Pen light. Right. You know what I mean? She's
Jesus.
A slightly more palatable Nazi.
Yeah. Which is scarier. Right?
It's yeah.
Scarier.
And she's smart, unlike Trump.
Oh shit.
She's really smart.
She's Ivanka.
She's
Ivanka.
Infinitely more dangerous because she's got brains, unlike Trump.
Right.
If Trump wasn't so incompetent, we'd really be fucked, right?
If he could walk down the street and chew gum and not seem like a racist Nazi cunt, I agree with
you. We'd really, really be fucked. It's possibly a little bit of a saving grace that he's so infinitely incompetent.
Yeah.
But now it turns out that, well, the polls were showing, which turned out to be right in France,
okay,
that the main person was this centrist named Emmanuel Macron.
Ooh.
Who is really a centrist. I mean, yes. He really is just kind of a center. They had, you know, like extreme socialists. They had Marie Le Pen, crazy on the right. She came in second.
Right.
So Macron and Le Pen are going to face off in the general election. They're pretty sure Macron is going to win it, but you never know. Their polling there is more spot on than ours right. have been recently. So they're confident, pretty yes. confident right now that Le Pen won't win. But, you know.
Shit, man.
Especially if there's. And she's already capitalizing on that terrorist attack the other day when that guy took out a Kalashnikov right. and started shooting a police shot, killed a police officer. Right.
Yeah. That was a good thing for her campaign.
Oh, sure. She got bumped up a couple of points.
Jesus Christ.
Because they're heinous.
Right.
They capitalize on it. Oh, look, see, I'm right. Immigrants. Ooh,
yeah.
Immigrants.
Fear. Scapegoats.
Well, now it turns out that they have found out that hackers linked to the same military unit that hacked Democratic computers in the United States.
Unit.
During last year's election, also tried to get into the networks of Emmanuel Macron.
Is this some Russian bullshit?
Researchers from Trend Micro, global security software company, said Russian hackers took aim last month at the networks of Emmanuel Macron.
Why are we being fucked with by these guys? Why can't we out hack these motherfuckers?
Russian leader Vladimir Uncle Nipples Putin.
Nine!
Openly favors Marine Le Pen, the far right candidate, because he wants to stir shit up everywhere.
Yeah, he hates NATO.
He wants NATO to go bye-bye right. and the European Union. And she wants out of the European Union. If she wins, yeah. there may be a Frexit.
A Frexit? Is that what they're calling it?
Yeah. Well, it's a Brexit, so it's a Frexit.
I love that.
The hackers are the same ones they've discovered
yes.
who went after the DNC and got into the emails of Podesta and Hillary and found out
yes.
that they're fucking kids in the bottom of Comet Ping Pong Pizza.
Good God.
That's the most we learned out of those hacked emails. And what? That some of them are dicks.
What about... right.
There was and that their thumb was on the scale for Bernie... Yes. None of which was illegal. I agree. It's horrible, and it was a shitty way to run things, and it's non-democratic, and it needs to change.
Yes.
The whole super delegates thing needs to go fucking away. All that crap needs to go away. But the DNC is a private club. It's not a government entity. We dummies choose to elevate it, and now it's in power. I don't know how you get rid of it.
I mean, you could see, though, like how someone
it's
would
frustrating.
Think that it's part of the government. I mean, it's the Democratic National... Holy Christ. What
it's a
C
it's a club
for?
That gets together and nominates someone to run for president.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not a government entity at all.
Right. Why can't we out-hack the Russians? Why can't we fucking figure out where these nerds are hanging out in Moscow and then, you know, get our nerds to fuck them up?
I assume we are, but we're not evil like them. So we're not
yes.
first striking.
And, we're not and, evil like them?
Well, I'm sure we are.
Shit, dude. We dropped that Moab on.
Another, yeah.
You know,
I guess it depends
fuck.
On depends on president. Your location.
Jesus Christ.
If
the party
if
in
you're
charge.
In Yemen, you're probably like, I don't like America really much.
Yeah, tell me our government's not evil. I'm burying my fetus in Texas after I had an abortion.
The Russian hacking group is known by many names, including... Fancy Bear.
Yeah.
Pawn Storm.
What?
APT-28.
That sucks.
Stronium.
That sucks too.
And Sophacy, whatever that means.
God damn. The best name is Fancy Bear just because I know what the two words are.
They linked to the hackers are linked to the GRU, which is the Elite Russian Military
Grew?
Intelligence Unit.
God, that sucks too.
Well, it's in Russian.
Okay. I'm saying their names for everything over there blow.
The hackers set up fake internet domains that were similar to the ones used by Macron's Al-Mach party. The intent was that hackers would send spear phishing emails to people associated with the campaign to try to lure them to click on safe sounding links.
Yes.
Which would then, you click on the wrong link,
you're fucked.
And the hackers are in.
Do they call it Fancy Bear because the Russians, they've been, why are they referred to?
They may have named themselves that.
You know, like
when sometimes these hacker groups, they put the name of their, in the code, they put the name of their hacking group or whatever.
Okay.
They sign it so that they
right.
give the big fuck you. They want to claim, claim the expertise.
Right.
So there you go. Of course, Putin is saying, oh, it's all crap. He's all crap. We never do that. Never do that.
Trump is so fucking jealous of Vladimir. He's got to be like, dude, if I had Vladimir's job, I could do whatever the fuck I wanted.
Now, it doesn't say they were successful. It says yes. But they definitely attempted. So, they've already said that they've caught them trying to do the same shit. And already over social media everywhere, they're doing the same shit they did here in Germany.
Do you think?
To try to get rid of Angela Merkel. And now they're going to be doing it even more to try to get Le Pen to win in France.
God damn it. Let me ask you something. Just your opinion at Vile Experience. Based on what you just read.
No.
Is the internet bad?
No.
Without the internet, none of this shit would happen.
It's like a gun.
We wouldn't have this show.
It doesn't kill people, but it can be used.
Right.
I'm kidding.
I just got shot to death with the World Wide Web.
So we'll keep our eyes on those elections going on.
Fancy Bear.
And see, hopefully the
Fancy Bear.
What helps them there?
Yes.
I mean, I'm a pro First Amendment kind of guy.
Yeah.
But it helps them there to not have that First Amendment because they can restrict speech a little more
yes.
over there,
you know,
and yeah. shut shit down.
How
like
nice
fake newsy kind yeah, of shit yeah. and stuff like that.
But how nice would it be to just like I don't know, you tell Breitbart to shut the fuck up?
Yeah, I don't know though.
But they're
about
bad
when they tell us to shut the fuck up.
But they're bad,
which is what's going to happen. Net neutrality, you know that?
Oh yeah,
that's fallen through the cracks. What's his name?
I was just
Ajit something.
I was just reading about that, trying to get my mind around. There's a big piece in Motherboard.
Yeah, the new head of the FCC that Trump installed is trying to roll back net neutrality. Many people are out there trying to save it. So far, now the only thing we're probably because they don't care. Trump put an evil capitalist fuckwad
yes.
into somebody who's anti the people. Into the FCC, and everyone was worried that he's going to try to kill net neutrality just so people can make money. And sure enough, he's saying, well, we're going to roll back these net neutrality restrictions.
Yes.
Which basically means that internet carriers can throttle or speed up the connections of whoever they fucking please.
So what happens to crab diving?
That maybe they might. And they can charge. So they might
what?
Say, they might say, oh, well, if you're just reading web pages.
Yes.
You'll get this much a month. And you'll be this slow.
Right.
And then they say, well, crab diving. Well, you guys are really liberal and anti-corporation.
So fuck off.
So we're going to slow your stream down.
God, that
and there's
sucks.
There's nothing you can do about it. You
well,
can pay more.
Right.
You can pay us $10,000 a month. We'll speed you up.
Oh, geez. How nice.
And some of the big companies are worried about it because so many of these companies are now butt-fucking each other.
Oh, really?
And merging.
Yes.
So you've got media companies and streaming companies being
yes.
owned by the carriers.
Big,
so
giant
they're
going
to say,
right.
I'm going to let Netflix go as fast as it wants. But Hulu, you're not in my company. Fuck you. Slow, 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 slow,
right.
slow. So us as a consumer, we won't be able to watch Hulu on Time Warner, let's
right,
say.
Right.
Because I'm
but we can watch Netflix.
That don't...
And what's going to be on Netflix? Maybe they'll put Breitbart TV on it and shit.
Well, exactly. So it's just a big... We need to turn the internet into the public airwaves, just
right.
like they did with the public airwaves.
But this is a problem because, you know, it's important, but, you know, I was reading this piece on Motherboard and now it's complicated, you know, and how do you make the dummies understand?
Mother Jones or Motherboard?
Motherboard. That Vice thing.
Yeah,
how do you get the fucking, how do you explain this to people? in such a way that
everybody's against this because
yeah, but like those Trump voters and the people like, yeah, how do you get, how do you communicate? See, we have to figure out a way. You know how the right talks to their idiots about abortion and shit like that, riles them up, gets them all upset. How do you do that about net neutrality?
Well, this kind of, it kind of worked before. Remember, it was when I forgot his name. Whoever the FCC dude was before. Do you remember there was a
Colin Powell's kid?
Were,
right,
all the libs were pissed off because Obama nominated a guy that used to work for like a big evil telecom.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they were all like, fuck, this guy's gonna screw the people. He's gonna be for big business. But then he turned around.
Yes.
And supported net neutrality. Right. And supported things that the Republicans hated. They were angry about it. And geez. But now this Ajit Paj or Ajit Pai or whatever the hell his name is, the new chairman of the FCC that Trump put in is a dyed in the wool vulture capitalist fuckwad who is you know, fair market.
I just sent you the article.
But he yeah, he's saying they're just gonna lower the restrictions.
I mean, can you, if you look at the Republicans, they don't want you to have any fucking information, you know? They don't want you to have the internet. They want to control what you see, and they don't want you to vote.
Well, and that's the thing. How soon before political speech?
Yes.
They don't like your site. You're a little too liberal. We're going to slow you down.
Yeah, you're fucked.
It's going to take 10 minutes to load your page to read your article. Nobody's going to go there because they're going to hate how slow it is.
So how are people going to hear what we have to fucking say?
There you go.
We got to go to the streets, burn some tires.
You got to contact your legislators, because I think that's the only way we're going to do it now is get Congress to vote a new law to override the FCC. Because I don't know, I think that's all we're going to be able to do. There are a lot of people out there who want a fucking constitutional amendment, a privacy and a net neutrality.
Well, the problem is those lobbyists for the fucking internet providers and you cable and shit. They have shit tons of cash.
But there's also lobbyists for Netflix and lobbyists for the those guys too that are girding for battle.
Because they don't want to have to pay to be in the fast lane, Netflix.
Right. Or be throttled because they're in certain parts of the country because they're not under the corporate balls of some evil giant mega corporation.
Yeah, yeah. You know, my dad was talking to me a long time ago. We had this conversation about how if you wanted to, you could just build your own internet fucking tower in your neighborhood and transmit a signal.
Chattanooga.
Why can't you do that?
Chattanooga, Tennessee, famously somehow battled the evil providers of the internet providers and their own evil Republican legislatures.
Yes.
And set up a taxpayer-funded internet service that is the fastest in the nation right now.
Oh, shit.
They get, like, European speeds because they're not like Time Warner. Time Warner has, and Comcast, there's no competition.
Right.
They have no incentive to give us really fast internet like the rest of the civilized world has. They don't care.
Yeah. You know, in L.A., and I'm probably going to get this wrong, but the Dodgers and the cable company, they're in a fight about licensing fees and carrying the games and shit. And the internet, the fucking cable providers are like, fuck it. We don't want to negotiate with you. So guess what? Nobody watches a fucking game.
Right.
Fuck you. That's insane.
So they're the, I guess, I don't know. I think he's going to try to roll them back. I don't. And with the, you know, there's only what, three votes or something on the FCC.
Yes.
Three or five. It's an odd number. And right now it's GOP controlled. It's heinous, foul, anti little people, anti poor GOP involved. And so they're just going to fuck us.
I mean, take Schittler out of the equation. Just look at the other shitheads the Republicans have in office. Do you think their constituents ever take a step and look back? It's like, who the fuck is representing us? These people are vile. They don't want us to vote. They don't want us to have information. They want us to have slow fucking internet.
Ajit Pai.
Fuck this.
Evan Greer, campaign director of an advocacy group who's fighting for net neutrality. It's called Fight for the Future. He says, by attacking net neutrality, the basic free speech protections that have made the internet what it is today, Team Cable's puppet chairman, Ajit Pai,
yes,
is not just threatening the future of the internet, but the future of democracy and freedom of expression.
Oh, shit. No pie for me. Thank you.
Big Cable.
That's not good.
Cable is the most loathed consumer industry.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's got the lowest. Well, airlines are sneaking up on it.
Really?
After all the shit that's happening. Did you see today was a guy who had to go to the bathroom and he got dragged off the plane?
What?
They pulled away from the gate.
Yes.
And they said, you got to remain in your seats. And it was like a half hour. And he's like, I got to go to the bathroom. And they said, well, you're going to have to wait till we take off. You can't get out of your seat right now.
Right.
Even though they were sitting, not moving.
Yes.
Waiting. And he finally was like, I got to go. I'm going to wet my pants. I have a bladder thing.
God.
He got up and went to the bathroom, came back, and they pulled the plane back to the gate and told him he had to get off.
What?
Because of rules.
In the fucking fuck.
Because of dumb rules.
Do you remember
I mean, I agree that there should be rules.
Yes.
But what
dude.
Was the alternative? Let the man sit there and urinate in his pants.
Listen, do you remember years ago when people were stuck on the runway for hours and hours and weren't allowed to...
Oh, there were. Yeah, there were.
And people started screaming for a, what was it called? A passenger's bill of rights if you fly. What the fuck happened with that shit?
Corporate money.
God.
And then people like Elizabeth Warren formed the Consumer Protection Bureau to help people with battles like that. And the Republicans want to dissolve it. They want it to go away because they don't want consumers protected from their evil golfing buddies.
Right. The problem with all this shit that is going on is like people like me, I will sit here and think, you know what we need? We Elizabeth Warren, just for a second, we need to give people like her some sort of fucking army or something. Go make all the changes you want to make. Just force people to do it. And then we'll go back to normal. It'll be fine.
We can't do
you know
that.
What I mean? It'll be just fine.
Listen to those libs advocating violence. Or
I'm
that
not
lib.
Advocating
not
violence.
Not this lib.
No. I'm not advocating violence unless you don't follow the fucking rules, dickhead.
We're playing bad lib, good lib.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, but listen, I want to... Don't you... You're against having good internet? We could have good internet...
Not obtained through violence.
Yeah.
We still have the capacity to vote these cunts out.
Do we?
Well, we'll
do
see
we?
In 2018.
I don't know what kind of capacity we have.
We're holding on by a thread.
God damn it. Remember that...
Trump and the Republicans are doing their best to try to get rid of the last vestiges of democracy.
But nobody's like civilized. They're all nuts. We're all nuts, man. We voted for Donald fucking Trump.
This is what everybody was like before us. This is what I am. I'm a throwback. I'm here.
Oof. I don't want to sound like him, or maybe I do. God. he wants custody of his children, by the way. Jesus fucking Christ, man. Jeez.
Reacting to what's been going on Fox News. All of these sexual harassment.
Hello.
Charges, allegations, settled lawsuits.
Right. The Caligula Network.
And now with Jesse Twatters.
Fuck you.
What
a piece of shit.
Hopefully he won't come back.
He's on vacation.
He's
been working there how many? 3 days?
That he's already been
his new job.
Already been sent away.
On his new show.
He's already been sent away from Fox.
From the
Let's
Five.
Let's remember that.
And isn't that show The Five? Isn't that kind of like the catch-all for all their shitheads that don't fit on Fox and Friends that
kinda,
are too stupid for the nightly news with Shep Smith?
Well, they're primetime now.
Oh, are they really?
They moved the show to primetime.
That's that show Keith Ablow was on The Five, right?
No. You're thinking of Outnumbered, where it's one penis versus four vaginas. Remember?
Yeah. The War on Cock.
Which...
stupid.
Is offensive in concept.
It's stupid.
To call it Outnumbered. Because we're putting the big knowledgeable male up against being outnumbered by these four women.
God, what when you're sitting around with Fox in their room where they're talking about their ideas and what are they going to do with programming, they must have such a low opinion of their viewers.
Yeah.
Look at the shit they put out. It's garbage.
Or they know their viewers.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
So reacting to all that's going on over at Fox News.
Yes.
Is none other than Ohio's own Coach Dave Dobenmeyer.
Oh, my God.
On his Google Hangout webcast, Pass the Salt Live.
See, now I want to have control of the internet and just, like, slow that asshole down. Fuck him. Pass the Salt.
Well, you know we kick his ass in the ratings. I mean, please.
God, if we don't, continue to tell me
we do.
No, just tell me. Just lie to me.
We do.
Okay, thank
you. Dave Dobenmeyer.
Right.
Well, here you go. Here's Dave Dobenmeyer talking about what's been going on at Fox News.
Yeah, what a dickhead.
Have you seen how those women on Fox dress?
Oh, come on. Have you seen how those women on Fox dress?
What?
Here we go again. Here's the Keith Abloh argument.
It's their fault.
These whores running around taunting Bill O'Reilly and poor Jesse Waters with their tits out in their legs.
What's that movie Jodie Foster's in? The horrible rape scene. The Accused?
Yeah.
He didn't get it. He watched that movie. He's like, I didn't get it.
She was wearing that little tank top.
Yeah.
Have you seen how those women on Fox dress? Are they trying to titillate you at all?
Gross.
And they dress like that, and if you say something to them, you are harassing them. Titillation, right? Right? That's a big setup, man. That's the biggest setup.
Oh, Dick Dave, part of the edict, part of the inherent misogyny of the culture over there at Fox, quote, news, unquote.
Yes.
Is that they have to wear skirts.
Right.
Hiked up to their cunts. They have to wear low cut dresses. That's what they've said. That is part of the problem.
Yes.
Ailes made them wear skirts.
And everybody fucking
and
knows that.
Didn't hire older,
yes,
maybe slightly heavier,
right,
I'm sure, qualified journalists.
But wait a second, all the men on Fox, they're not like fucking supermodels, are they?
Ailes didn't want to fuck them.
Not even Shep.
Titillation, well, right? Right? That's a big setup, man. That's the biggest setup. I wonder if Anderson Cooper's propositioned any boys he's had on the show.
Oh,
fuck
my
you.
God. No!
God!
No, he has not. I'm sure he has not.
To see,
because he's not a heinous horn dog with no consequences. This is the problem. This is this white man butthurt. I can do no wrong, and I am culpable for nothing because of my whiteitude.
That is so fucking ridiculous. This guy is, Coach Dave's bad for society, man. I mean, just perpetuating the idea that people are deviant because they're gay. That's fucked up.
By the way, I think I'm sure we have more people listening to us live than Dave even right, gets in
yeah.
downloads.
Hey, Dave, suck a dick.
If I'm interpreting things correctly. Dave Dobin, thanks for listening, by the way.
Right.
Don't forget we're on iTunes and Stitcher. Leave us a good review if you're downloading us.
Yes.
And
hey, Dave, by the way, Anderson Cooper, he isn't aware of you. Do you think Anderson Cooper doesn't know who the fuck this guy is?
I would hope not. I think Coach Dave is pretty fringy, but
yes,
nonetheless, representative of significant portions of these assholes. That's the reason that we play these guys.
I tell you what. Shut up. Oh, never mind. Go ahead.
Man, that's the biggest setup. I wonder if Anderson Cooper's propositioned any boys he's had on the show.
No.
How come we don't hear anything about that?
Because he doesn't do it, huh? You cunt.
Something evil going on.
He doesn't do it!
What's evil? What is evil about Anderson fucking Cooper? He seems like a nice fucking guy.
Yes, sir. Kevin Savage claims it's soft porn. That's right. The way those women are dressed, he calls them the leg crossers.
Now he's quoting Michael Savage.
Yeah, what a
Dave Dobenmeyer
bottom feeder
quotes Michael Savage. What, you couldn't find an appropriate Joseph Mengele quote?
Softcore porn to these fucking guys are women in skirts crossing their fucking legs.
Yeah. Yeah, the leg crossers.
What the fuck?
What do you want them to do? Sharon Stone it? You want to see their beeve?
And so what? So what? If they were doing the news in like tutus and go-go pants, who gives a fuck?
The way those women are dressed, he calls them the leg crossers. Ugh. You cannot watch Fox News and not be impressed by how pretty their women are. I don't care who you are. They're pretty. And you turn on right now Fox and Friends or whatever that show is in the morning, and I guarantee you there's some leg crosser sitting right there on the couch showing all flesh. Probably doesn't have sleeves on. Probably showing as much flesh as she's legally allowed to follow.
Legally?
And, show. And then they get mad when you sexually harass her.
Those whores get mad when you sexually harass them.
Oh, yes. No sleeves. No sleeves. Can you believe he said no sleeves? They're sitting around, no sleeves on.
Yeah. Get ready to watch. Get ready to download and binge watch.
Yeah.
The Handmaid's Tale.
Right.
Because is what Dave wants. That's what Dave wants. Breeding whores in head to toe coverage because they can't keep their sad white little limp dicks in their pants when something sexually attractive walks by.
That's what he thinks he wants, but I wonder what he really wants. What does this mean? Like, you know, this anger towards women that he has. What does that mean?
Insecurity.
What's going on in his fucking shit head?
Insecurity. It's the same way. It's the same psyche that Uncle Nipples played on in Russia.
Nipples.
After the Soviet Union broke up and the economy went to tits, the manly men of Russia were emasculated.
Right.
There are high incidence of alcoholism, all kinds of shit because nobody had jobs.
Right.
And the economy was getting shittier. And then Nipples came riding in on a bear with his shirt off.
Hell yeah.
And said, we're going to make Russia great again. And we're going to go beat up faggots on the street.
Yeah. Imprison them.
Right. Manly men.
It's fucked up.
And the dummies of Russia, the sad little insecure men of Russia bought it just like the sad little insecure men of America bought Trump.
The Christochwants.
Like this.
Yeah, this guy. Yeah.
Probably showing as much flesh as she's legally allowed to follow and show. And then they get mad when you sexually harass her. Oh. Say something in the workplace.
Right.
Harass. You use the word. They get mad when you harass.
They
get mad when you harass them, Ryan.
Dave. Coach Dave. Harass is a
crime.
Where I'm from, it's negative. It's negative. You don't want to harass anyone. Where did he go to kindergarten? In fucking Bizarro World? I don't get this guy. He is a loathsome piece of fucking shit.
I'm overwhelmed.
Say something in the workplace.
That's God.
It. Dave Dobenmeyer.
What a load.
But again,
man.
Speaking, you know, a fringe beast.
Lotosaurus Rex.
But expresses the views of what a lot of these cockfaces do.
Oh, hell yeah.
This is Bill O'Reilly. This is Jesse Waters.
This is if Bill O'Reilly or Jesse Waters never got lucky and got a good job on television.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you know, Coach Dave, I'm so sorry for you. There are people that are your equals getting paid a lot of money to shit out what you say. I mean, how's he any different than Michael Savage?
Right.
Michael Savage.
He's quoting Michael Savage.
God.
Michael Savage calls him the leg crosses.
Michael Savage wanted to bring back the House on American un-American Activities.
I'm going to say it. I want him to bring back the House on American Affairs Activity, and I want Trump to put me in charge.
Remember?
I want to be the head of it.
Right.
Creepy.
What a dick.
Only a couple minutes left here.
Oh, shit.
On the big shoe.
Oh, wee.
God, I don't know if we have time for Alex Jones. We're going to punt Alex Jones to tomorrow to face this Friday. We've got a clip from Alex Jones.
Is it good?
Riding in his car again.
Oh, shit. That should be fucking illegal, man. You shouldn't be able to do a podcast. Is he driving?
He's driving and his toadie is filming him on his cell phone.
Because he's got his cock is too big and thick to ever be in the passenger seat, correct?
Oh, I'm not riding in a car. I'm not in charge of. I'm the captain of every ship I get on.
I eat blood. Or whatever the fuck he said.
I'm a human and I'm coming. I'm animated.
I'm alive. My heart's big. It's got hot blood going through it fast.
Ah! God, do you think his kids are scared of him?
I hope so.
God. Oh, yeah, you're right.
That means there's hope for them.
Do they look up to this lunatic?
We only got a couple minutes left here on the big show today. We're back tomorrow for Faithless Friday. Don't forget, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7.
That's right.
We flash our atheism a little bit more. Really quick story here. This is a CNN reporter spoke with some big farmer.
Yes.
Who is now having trouble finding people to work for him.
Oh, jeez.
Because of Trump.
Damn. Wow. He scared all their workers away.
Right.
Good job, Schittler.
A farmer who can't find workers to harvest his crops is blaming Trump.
Well, of course.
It makes me nervous, he says. Putting a wall on the barter, that makes me nervous. We can grow the crops, but we can't pick them.
Damn. I mean.
And if you think for a millisecond that Americans are going to take those jobs, you're full of shit.
Yeah.
Because it happened. Was it Alabama or Georgia? One of the two.
It was Alabama.
Passed a heinous bag and tag the immigrants, the illegals law.
And the tomatoes.
And, right. It was the tomatoes. Yeah. And the farmers were like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
You know, what does that say about us? We got to have migrant workers.
And they couldn't get Americans to do it.
Yeah.
Americans don't do that backbreaking work for the shit-tastic wages, the horrible wages.
God.
Ugh. Frustrating as fuck.
Absolutely.
We're back tomorrow, screaming some more, ladies and gentlemen. 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on East Type Coast, iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com.
Dystopia.
Help us out at Screaming Liberal Media.
Oh, yes.
Going through our Amazon hole at Amazon, crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Yummy.
We get a little nibble, a little taste. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
We get paid, baby.
This helps us out. Ryan's doing some comedy. Find out where, when, and how. Well, where and when. Go to at Rated R Comedy on Twitter and Instagram, or go to RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking vile.
We'll be back tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, and others.
And others. Dogs.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bitch-ass, redneck, white bread, chicken shit motherfucker. Fuck you, your mama, and everything connected to you, you racist piece of shit. Fuck you.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.